from Mermentau, Louisiana. This is a production of www.blindcooltech.com, proudly sponsored by the International Basket Sim Federation. And here is the host of this podcast. Without further ado, I would like to introduce Monsieur Hayden Presley. Hello, BCT. This is Coach Presley here, Hayden Presley, as I am known in my first podcast. This is my second podcast with Blind Cool Tech, and I hope this is a success, as was the first. With me this evening, I have Coach Maranatha, or as he was probably more commonly known online, the Blind Cool Tech circuit, David Chung. Say hello for us tonight.
Good evening, BCT listeners. I am Coach Maranatha, also known as David Chung, in the BCT circle, and I'm glad to be back.
And tonight, we are not going to be discussing math. Nothing of the sort, in fact. Tonight, we are looking at an online game. I'm grateful for Coach Maranatha here putting me onto this. He discovered it and passed it along to me. I'm always looking for a good strategy game, and I like sports, so there you go. This game is called Basket Sim, and as the name would probably suggest, it is a basketball manager game, and you control your team, and you've got a league system and all the rest of it. The first thing we should probably do, and I'll let Coach Maranatha explain as we go, is we will arrow down the page so you can see what's there. Now, for the sake of you not hearing my password in any capacity, just in case, I have logged in to the page already. The site we will give at the end of this podcast along with our contact details. All right, so let's go to the page.
Basketsum-Online Basketball Manager Game-Windows Internet Explorer.
All right.
Basketsum-Online Basketball Manager Game.
I will let Coach Maranatha explain the page as we arrow down the page.
Visited link graphic header slash header underline 01. A Swift underline 0 frame. Google underline ads underline
this
frame frame.
This is, unfortunately,
graphic left parent, I right parent. Link graphic ads by Google. Google underline ads, a Swift underline 0 frame, and link to Lafayette differentiators.
All right. Coach Maranatha, I'll pass it over to you now.
All right. Okay, so this is the first link that you will see below the so-called ad that they have up there.
Ah.
It's pathetic, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, that name that you see, the Lafayette differentiators, that is the team name of your club. And when you go in there, you get to change a lot of things. You can take a look at your players. You can take a look at the schedule of your matches. And of course, what they have done is they have archived all of your played matches into one place. So if you want to, for some reason, peruse around that, you can do that as well. In that club page, of course, you can also fire players if you're very angry at them,
We get angry at our players, so we decide to fire them. Actually, there are better reasons to fire players than that, and you'll see in just a minute. Let's continue.
Visited link 4.2.
Can you explain that one, Ms. Presley?
Yes, I will, in fact, because this is an interesting one. Firstly, I should tell everyone that the differentiators is my team. The Lafayette differentiators is my team. You'll obviously have your own when you go into create. In fact, I may bring you through the basket sim creations process at the end of the podcast. It's fairly straightforward. All right. Basket Sim is divided into a number of countries. Each country has a multi-level leagues. The top level league for the country is fairly unique. Since we are both from the United States, it's going to be the NBA, obviously. And under that, you'll have each country has at least three levels of leagues, all right? And each level of league is the cube. There are the league, the number of leagues in that level is the three times the number in the above level. So the level two league, there are three leagues. At level 3, there are 9. Now, if you have a bigger country, you're going to have a 4th and 5th level league, and the U.S. is one of these countries. So there's 27 leagues and the 4th level, and 81 in the 5th level. And each league has 14 teams. And for your league match, you will play each twice. You'll play them home at your home arena, which we'll get to in just a minute. And you'll play it at away at their arena. Now, the 4.2 tells me that I'm in the 4th level league, and I'm the 2nd. I'm league number 2 in that level. Now, I should tell you that 4.2 and 4.9 aren't actually any different. So don't you know, be too worried about all that. All right, moving on.
Visited Link USA.
That is the country, and yep. In here you can do a variety of things.
Yep.
First, you can actually check out the statements posted yep. by other yep. users. Statements is like press conferences or interviews yep. that you can write on your homepage and yep. display to other users.
In fact,
now also page you also have the status of the National Cup of USA. So at the end of each season, there is a cup, and the top 10-24 teams enter a cup, and they compete for the most prestigious title in the yep. USA. The winner takes home $1 million, or yep. as we more commonly know it, Euros, of course, because this game is
European,
made in Europe.
Yeah, the cup is actually over. It ended last Tuesday, so incidentally, we are in between seasons at the moment.
That's correct. We're off season.
Yep. And we will be going into a couple of these pages after we explore the main page so we can show everyone what we're talking about. And we move on down.
League, country, and global MVPs.
That's
the news icon there. Sometimes the creator of the site randomly puts all these different types of news right below the country.
Yeah. And so that it's different.
It could have players.
Yeah, the MVP stands for most valuable player, and what that is each player, depending on their stats, their results in matches, that kind of thing, are evaluated and given a value, and the most valuable player from each of those, you know, league, country, whatever, is shown, and you can have a look at that. And if they happen to go on the market, which is something we'll discuss later, you can bid for them, and if you're extremely lucky and you have a whole lot of money, you might just get them. And we go on down.
For season 12 have been announced.
And that's just, continuation.
Link 92 online.
Oh.
Okay, you could describe that.
That's fairly self-explanatory. If you press enter on this link, it will show you all the users that are currently online. 92, that's fairly small, actually. Usually it's about 200 or 300 a night at a time. So this
actually,
is...
Actually, the peak is about 600.
Yep.
From what I know of.
But this is, early morning in Europe, so some of these guys won't be available. And it's late night in America. In fact, it's almost 1 o'clock Central Time from where I hail. So that's that. And we move on.
Vertical bar. Link statistics.
Statistics.
Okay, I could describe this. Basically, this page gives you a variety of statistics in your league. Basically, it gives you the best... player MVP per league. It also gives you most assists, blocks, rebounds, steals, 2-point conversion rate, free throw rate, and all that.
Bear in mind,
compare stats.
Yeah, and bear in mind, we're not actually going to go into too much detail here. I'm sorry, but we really don't have enough time if you don't understand the game of basketball to explain it to you. You're going to have to research on your own if you don't know the game. Sorry. All right, we go on down.
16/20/11/8/16/21.
Now that is a very handy thing, actually. That is the date and time, and it refreshes every second. Watch.
Link app 16/20/11/8/16/32. App 16/20/11/8/16/34.
Yeah. Well, my jaws. I had to slow it down for the sake of everyone understanding it for this podcast. But you get the drift. It does update, and this is very handy when it comes to bidding, because you will have to make some time conversions.
When heading level 2, my team.
Alright, so I will let David describe all this, but this is arguably the most important section on the page, on your main page. This will pretty much, under this heading, will give you access to most all the facilities required to manage your team. And we go on.
List of 7 items. Visited Link Club.
David?
Okay, this is the equivalent of your
the link at the
team
top.
Name.
We go on down.
Visited link players.
Yeah. Take a look at that and see it. Describe that for us.
Yes, the players link actually gives you all the players on one page, and the stats, it's a little better organized. The I'll show you, we'll show you the players page. It's one of the things. In fact, I know for a fact all the page we'll do for all the pages that we'll do. We'll do all the pages on the team so you can see what's there. But one thing you should realize is that the players page and the individual player profiles, if you will, are set up slightly differently, and I kind of like the players page set up better. I don't know about David, but it's a personal preference, pretty much. And it'll let you go in there, and you can access the players from there, and there's a nice little table at the bottom with all your players. We'll go there later.
Link training.
All right.
Okay, this is very important, this training thing. It actually gives the senior players in your team training once every weekend. It also trains your youth team members, which we'll get later. It's a very difficult topic to discuss right now.
This game has, there's going to be something we're going to forget to talk about. There's going to be something we won't have time to talk about. There's a lot to this game, and you're not going to get all the logistics by just watching this, listening to this podcast. You will, if you want, if you're even at least a little at all interested, go in and try it. And I'm not advertising, because this is free. So, you know, no need to accuse me of that. And we move on. And there's
okay, you.
The youth, the way this works is each week your club hosts a youth camp. And the way this works is the teams in your country now are evaluated. There are different players, and they will come pretty much in your club will evaluate them and see what they have to offer. Now, by investing in a youth team, you can invest $25,000 or $50,000 a week or nothing. You can sign these players. You can do two things with them. Firstly, a lot of players you're going to get are going to be 14 or 15 years old. So what you're going to do with them is you're going to promote them to your youth squad, your youth team. And your youth team is a little hard to manage. But pretty much what that is the step before being promoted to your senior team. The advantage of youth a lot of times is they will have incredible work rates, which when we go over the players page, we'll explain some of the more obscure stats, like work rate. And that's a good selling point for you, actually. And it allows you to train up your stats before they go and play for the big senior team. The one thing you should know is that if you want to train a youth team, you're going to need a coach. Yeah, that is required. Coach David and I, neither of us have coaches at the moment. They're fairly pricey. I don't have the money, and David has, I think, but just about enough for about the cheapest coach there is. The second thing you can do with your youth players, if they're 16 or older, you can promote them to your senior squad. Now, I don't know if I'd recommend this because their skills will be fairly untrained at the time, so you better be careful with that. One thing you should know is if your youth becomes 18 and they're on a youth team, they'll immediately be promoted from the team to your senior squad. Also,
by the way, about the youth, if your youth estimated value is high enough, you can put them on the market and pick up a whole bunch of cash, which is very important in this game. The cash will either make you or break you in this game.
Because there's a limit, there's a bottom, there's a floor. If you hit that floor, you can lose your team. You have to be very careful with that. The thing you should realize is that you can only have 12 on your youth team, so when you have that more than that, when you have that number, you're going to have to either start firing or selling. And if you fire a youth, that's it. They're gone, and you will not see them again. No possible way. Let us press on into the realm of the team set. I don't know. That went nowhere fast. Let's just go.
Link Arena.
Okay.
Okay, here. This is your arena page. It shows you your cheerleaders, and you can improve your arena here, the capacity of your arena. And this is a very expensive thing to do. And my recommendation is that you build your arena first thing when you get your club and your money. Because when you build your arena for the first time, you can build your VIP boxes at a very cheap rate.
Yes. And what you need to realize is that the arena is very important. I see a lot of teams that keep their original arena size. They don't worry about that, but you need to worry about that. Now, I know there's a team, actually, in the USA with an arena that seats 75,000. That is unnecessary. But when you start out, you only have 1,500 seats, and you do need to expand if you expect to get any money from sales. My current arena size, which we'll go into on this when we go to this page, I'll get about 70,000 for each home match that I play. And again, we'll go into that later.
Visited Link Finances.
You could describe that, Mr.
Yes, definitely. Finances. Well, that's fairly self-explanatory. That will is very important. From this page, you can check your current money and your estimated money. You can also check your last couple of things that have, you know, last couple of financial transactions with your team and any bids on your players, any bids you have. And, you know, pretty much this is where you're going to keep track of how much money you've got.
Link staff.
Okay, staff, there are two things that you need to worry about here. One is the medical center. It's very imperative that you have this, at least at level one when you start, because having a medical center allows you to heal faster if you're injured, make some bonus of decreased tiredness,
yep,
which we'll get to later.
Each Friday.
List end.
And that's it for the players.
Land.
Let's move on.
Heading level two competitions.
All right.
Okay, you could describe the first one here?
Yeah, the competitions is a fairly important section because it will deal with pretty much all of the basket sim competitions related to your team and to the everyone that you'll be working with. So let's
list of seven items.
Go.
Visited link matches.
All right. Well, that's
okay, that's
fairly self-explanatory. The matches page gives you access to all your team's matches, and you can go in. Incidentally, everyone's matches page, no matter if you're looking at other teams or yours, they look the same. Just know that you'll have different letters depending on what you're looking at. But you will, you know, whose team you're looking at. But this this is fairly important. You do. I'm sure there are probably some teams that really don't keep track of their matches themselves, just whether they won or lost. But it's very important to know how to do that because it will allow you to evaluate your team, figure out what needs training and whatnot. It's very important. Very important.
Visited link friendly.
Okay, friendly matches are also very important in this game. When you're eliminated from the USA National Cup, one way to bring in a lot of money is by playing friendly matches against teams who are ranked higher than you. For example,
or just,
I play a lot of teams in the NBA, NBA League,
yeah,
to get...
Yeah.
A lot of money.
It's not, and bear in mind that it's not so much teams that ranked above you, but what you need are teams with a lot of fans and big arenas. That's the important thing, because what happens is,
right,
the money that you get is split 50-50 between the two, and if you have a good team, you can get about $60,000. And you play. Now, this page, incidentally, I should tell you, is not where you're going to manage your friendly matches, but it's where you're going to accept and send challenges. Friendly matches. However, there is a better way of sending a challenge, and we will get to that later. Moving on.
Visited link leagues.
Okay, that's your.
Yeah. Leagues is. That will give you access to the leagues in your country, the top three levels, which is pretty much the same thing you'll get under USA, except with some more. To get to the fourth and fifth level leagues, because there's so many of them, 108, you know, between the two, you have to go to search for that. And we will show you the different search facilities because the search on this site is a little different than you'd expect.
Visited link multi-view.
That's a nice
okay,
little
utility.
Okay, this
is an interesting feature because you can set up matches to watch at the same time as your own matches playing. You can set up to three matches,
yep,
to be played simultaneously.
Yeah, because what you realize is that, you know, if you can watch, you watch your matches live if you're online at the time. And if you're watching, like David and I, we had friendly matches on last Tuesday. And we were watching that friendly match, and we were watching the final of the USA National Cup at the same time. You know? We can't just flip between the pages. That's impossible.
gmail.com has just signed in.
All right. I'm sorry about my messenger, folks. That's just going to, you have to bear with that. But yeah, it's a very handy facility. It'll let you look at several matches at once on the same page, and it identifies them very clearly. So no problems there.
Link free dash point contest.
I'm not really too sure about this one. I have minimal experience in terms of this one.
Okay, the 3-point competition is basically a contest in which you can enter one player per contest, and the objective is to shoot and score as many 3-pointers as possible, and the top player wins some kind of a prize. These days it has been supportership, which we'll get to later.
Because it's very important.
Visited Link International.
Mm-hmm. The International, there are a total of 5 different cups in Basket Sim. There is the National Cup, there is the World Cup, which you'll see in just a minute, and there are 3 International Cups that you can play in, and they are accessed from this page. The cups are the Cup Winner Series, the Championship Series, Season Championship Series, and the Triple Cup. The Cup Winner Series is fairly self-explanatory. In order to get into this cup, you have to win your national cup of your country. The Championship Series, or the National Champion Series, you have to be the national champion of your country. And in order to do that, you have to be number one in the highest level league of your country. So this year in NBA, it will be ruthless, but you'll see that in just a minute. Go in there.
Now, the Fair Play Cup is a very interesting cup to play in because if you support the game, you're automatically entered into this. And when you play in the Fair Play Cup, no tiredness is going to be involved in these matches, and the chances of your player getting injured is virtually minimum.
Yep.
So you can try all sorts of tactics that you want, and it's a great experience of meeting new managers.
Yeah, the idea is kind of to relate. The Fair Play Cup is not so much about competition. The idea is more to relate to other players on
the
basket side.
And the cool thing about this cup is if you win, you get a wild card into one of the other two cups, CS and CWS.
Yep.
And it was interesting. I got a wild card into the FPC this season due to my dedication to the game.
Yeah.
It was funny, actually.
In other words, David's prestigious posting of statements, which I am not far behind. I have already posted 50 statements in my time.
And I have about 100 names.
Yep. But I will catch up with him. He's a much slower poster than I. So it will...
Oi.
Oh, yeah.
League World Cup.
All right. And that was what I was just talking about, the World Cup. This one, I'll let David explain what this that is.
Basically, it's the equivalent of the FIFA World Cup, but it's not FIFA, it's FIBA, F-I-B-A.
Right.
So, this one...
It's a very complicated process.
Yep, it's just like the FIFA one, because what you have is, you have one country led by a single coach.
Let's start at the beginning of the... for David to explain this, he should start at the beginning of the process. For the World Cup, the very beginning, the elections.
Okay. So basically what happens is, for you to play in the World Cup, you have to be elected national coach of your country, and that works by players voting for you on the forums, and they have actually a voting page here when the elections take place. And once a coach has been elected, then he gets to choose 15 players from...
Teams of his
native country.
From his country, they can. They it's not teams from, his, not players from teams from the country. They all have to be, the players have to be from his country.
That's correct. And what that does then is, you have a chance to compete in the World Cup. And basically, it works like FIFA because you have a group stage, and then you go out to the knockout stage, and from there on out, well, it's chaos.
Yep,
if you lose, you're gone.
Yep. You qualify. You're set up in 7 different groups, and the top...
Oh, not 7.
No, not 7. 10, actually. Excuse me. And the top 2 from each group in the qualifying move on to the cup, as well as the top 4 third-place finishers. And then the cup is played out fairly standardly from there. But the World
and,
Cup takes about 4 seasons.
Coincidentally, it's weird because the USA They just made it. Explain about that, Monsieur. This was a miracle.
Yeah, our coach that they elected this year is not the best coach in my mind that for the job. He got some players that he should not have gotten. Their free throws are horrible. They foul a lot. They make a bunch of turnovers. They've lost to teams such as the Philippines, whom they should not have lost to. And they made a third-place finish in their group, and they barely made it in. I mean, it was close. But they have made it to the first round. I should tell you, the World Cup takes, like, what, 3 or 4 seasons, correct, in order to finish?
No, 2 seasons. Yeah. Plus,
one season you have to elect the coach, because you spend the season, I believe, electing the coach, then you the next season is qualifying, and then the next season is the cup itself, because we just finished qualifying at the end of the season.
And also we have 2 different World Cups, one for players who are over 18 years old,
yep.
And the other one is
U18.
For those who are 18 or under.
Yep.
Or under, uh-huh.
Yep, and we should tell you now that the winners for the World Cup really have consisted of Estonia and Slovenia as of now, so we have very little chance of beating them, but hey, there you go. Incidentally, we finished the Fair Play Cup today as well. A team from Spain won. Congratulations to you guys. It was a very close game. We'll get to that in a minute.
Listen.
And that's it.
Heading level 2 community.
And then we go to a little less important section of the page, but still very important. And I'll let David talk about the community section.
This is where you interact with other players. You have the messages section, that's very
list of 6 visited link messages.
Yeah, messages, and then we have
link forums.
Forums.
Visited link search.
Yep, that's sorry.
Search.
Now take a look at that.
The search is very comprehensive. You can search out players by a number of criteria. It's definitely one of the pages we'll be going into because it is very detailed. There are many different ways to search. You can search by league. You can search countries. You can search teams. You can search team IDs, usernames, first and last names. And you'll have to see how that works because it's different. It's not what you'd expect from this kind of thing.
Visited League Market.
The market. All right.
Oh, this is important. This is pretty important.
Yep, the market now. Some people probably would care less. They come in and they just try to place their players in the best position possible. They don't worry about this. I don't recommend it. I would not recommend you play that strategy. As soon as I got my club for my, because what you do is once you register, you get your team, but you won't get your club until a couple days later. Once you get your club.
One day max.
You just have to have the Basket Sim Game Masters approve your account, and then it'll happen. You'll get your money in your club. I immediately went out and found a player to buy for the team, and from there I continued building. In fact, I have fired 2 players out of the 12, and the only U.S. players left on the team that from my original lineup are on the reserves. And the trick I find is develop your team quickly. And this is the way you do it. What you do is there is a number of criteria. Again, you enter and you get a search results. The bidding system I will let David explain because it is very interesting indeed.
Now, Monsieur, let's talk about some tips about buying players in terms of the wage and all that.
Yeah. You're going to, as a starting team, you're going to want to probably buy players for the wage between 30 and 50,000 a week. I know that sounds like a lot, but you're going to have to do that if you expect good players. The original team you're going to come on with have wages of about 9 to 14,000 a week, which is cheap, but they're not good players necessarily. In fact, they're usually not at all. So you will have to make that sacrifice. I would not recommend you spend any more than about 400 to 500 thousand for a player, and that's stretching it, unless you have several million dollars at your disposal and you're really in need of a player. Because most times you can train your players up to that point.
Now the bidding system is very interesting here, because what you have to know is how this game works in general.
Yeah.
You see, this game is mostly European oriented, so what happens is, during the morning hours of, you know, in this country, and the early afternoons, the Europeans are online, and therefore, a lot of transactions will be going on in this time, and it's very difficult to land the player during this time. What you have to do is you have to go into the market when the number of players are down very low, 50 or 60 players, and on this occurs
like
usually
night.
Around
this time,
around
a little earlier,
yep.
preferably, because
yep.
now the Europeans are going to start waking up, but a little earlier would have been better.
Mm-hmm.
And you...
Now explain here about how you actually build the strategy that we can use.
See, first I think David should give us a rundown of the mechanism of the bidding system that has been implemented here.
What happens here is this. What happens is they have a set rule here, and...
A number of set rules.
You can only increase the bid by 50,000 euros right. or by 4% of the bid that has been made previously.
Right.
So what you do in terms of good bidding strategy is you have to bid maybe a minute before the deadline.
Yep.
It's very imperative that you meet this deadline on time, because if you do not, bye-bye to your player.
Yep. The way the system works is that when you sell a player, you will assign him a starting bid, and that bid is where things have to start. It can be as low as zero, it can be as high as twice the player's value, no more. Now, again, as David said, you cannot bid any more than 4% more of the starting bid, or 50k, and you have to bid quickly, within a minute of the time, to get the player. The idea... You also set the time limit. You can have the player on the market for 1 to 5 days. And usually a good strategy would be, so you're not paying extra salaries, is if you're not going to use a player and you're trying to sell him, but he doesn't go through, you fire him. You do not put him back on the market. You do not do that, because all that's going to do is make things that much longer. I actually just sold a player for about 100K, so it wasn't too bad. Because now his experience was really good. Now, moving on.
Link supporter.
We have the supporter link.
Save that one, Monsieur.
What?
Save that one?
Yes. The supporter page is pretty much analogous to donate, because we were talking about the Fair Play Cup earlier, and this is where you're going to go to support the game to be entered into the cup, the Fair Play Cup. Moving on, we have...
Visited link help and rules.
Help and rules. And this is where you're going to want to go.
Sorry.
We want to go in the beginning. Incidentally, David and I are editing the rules chapters to fix some number of grammatical issues that came up. And there should be some revised copies at some point in the near future.
List end.
And that's pretty much
it. Visited link graphic home.
At this point...
Link graphic profile.
That's there's a home link. There's a profile link.
Link graphic logout.
Land. And a logout.
Heading level 2 latest news.
And the latest news where Adiego, who's the game master, posts. So I think now we should go into pages. I'm thinking the entire team page and any other pages David thinks would be important, I think. Certainly
I
all
think the
pages.
First that we need to first visit is let's try out the matches page. Let's show them what that looks like.
And again, we're going to do this, we're going to do these pages, and we're going to go back and do the country match, the country page, and all of the pages under the team heading. To speed things up, I'm just going to select it from
John's
my links list.
Matches.
And 2%. Let's go. Alright. Oh, bear with me, there's something
7%.
We have something uploading, and it's taking a while to do.
14%.
It's a sweet time here. Loading.
Oh, it's crawling very slowly.
My internet has 19%. Never been this slow.
100%. Internet Explorer cannot display
okay,
a web page. More
okay,
internet.
That's not supposed to happen. To refresh this.
Let's get some match online basketball manager game. 7%.
All right.
100%.
All right, now.
No tables. 100%. List of 2 link graphic patch. 6 columns and 10. Land. Link graphic match. Link graphic visited graphic. Link land. Table with 6 land. Heading level 2 your matches.
All right. So I'm starting at the heading that says your matches, and as we arrow down, we see
land, table with 6 columns and 10 rows.
A table here, and at the top of this we have
land, graphic list visited, link graphic archive of all matches.
You have your archive of all matches. Only the last several are stored, so if you want to see from really early
actually,
on.
Actually, everything is stored in terms of the archive, right?
That's correct. However, only the matches on your page when you go in are only the last couple, so you won't have to go back.
Link graphic match orders warning.
Match orders warning.
74 per- The link graphic match orders warning.
Match orders warning. It just tells you how quick you have to get your orders in. We'll discuss that in a minute because that's very important. That, and in fact, we can even demonstrate it with a match for you that's coming up.
Link graphic check time zones time.
You can check time zones.
Link graphic matches statistics slash overview.
And that's fairly explanatory as well.
16.03.201.120.120.
All right, and here we come down to the way the matches are formatted, and I'll let David explain this.
Okay, so what we have here is a table, and the first item that you see is a date, and then if you arrow down this here.
Left parent friendly, right parent.
It says the type of match, and that was a friendly.
And it was?
Central Flyers dash the Lafayette Differentiators.
Okay, so that tells you the two teams that were involved in this competition.
And of course, the team to the left of the hyphen was the home team, so we played at that arena.
Link 46:84.
And that gives you the score.
Uh-huh. And we'll discuss that. And then...
W.
That W. That stands for win.
That's obvious.
And L, of course, L is for loss. Let's arrow down. Let's see some more.
20.03.201.1015. Left parent visited link lead right parent.
And you'll notice the league is a link. You'll notice the friendly was not. This link, if I press enter, will take me to my league, 4.2. And I can look at that, and that's one thing we'll be doing.
The Lafayette Differentiators dash amazing. Link 80:44. W.
23.03.20. Very, very interesting match. Yep. In terms of how the differentiators played that match, that was ridiculous.
Yep. Actually.
23.03.20110 o'clock. Left parent friendly, right parent. Mean team match the Lafayette Differentiators. Link 89:73.
Now, before everyone says, you suck, you lost this game by 16 points, and the next one by even worse, this was an NBA team that I played. Bear in mind, however, that I played them because of their large arena size, their larger capacity.
L.
And I lost that, obviously.
27-point left parent visited link lead, bot team vote 716 match the Lafayette Differentiators.
Yeah.
Link 43:82.
That's something they should probably be explained. That's for bot teams. When you include a new level of leagues, the whole level is included. If I include a level 6 at this point, the whole, all 263 leagues, I mean 243 leagues are going to be there. And they're going to be filled with bot teams. And as human teams come in, the bot teams drop out.
W. 30.0 left parent friendly right parent. Mean team dash the Lafayette differentiator.
This was an even worse game.
League 74:46. L.
Yeah, that one was really bad.
03.04.201.1015. Left parent visited link lead right the Lafayette differentiators dash Milwaukee Jordans 23. Link 75:51. W. 06.04.201.10 o'clock. Left parent friendly right parent. Lemire dash the Lafayette differentiators. Link 65:87. W.
10.04.201.10.
Yep. It wasn't as big as I'd hoped, though, because they played their reserves. Wasn't happy with Lemire for that. But I will hopefully be playing them again next season. We will see what happens.
10.04.201.1015. Left parent visited link lead. Right parent. King James dash the Lafayette differentiators. Visited link 57:90.
Well, that was a big game.
W. 13.04.201.10 o'clock. Left parent friendly right parent. Cold fire dash the Lafayette differentiators. Visited link 82:58.
That was a heartbreaker.
L.
You need to talk about cold fire, Monsieur. We need to talk about
this. Oh, yes. Cold fire. Not, there aren't anything special as teams go, except for David and I, they're a famous rival. They're the number one team in David's league. David was hoping to defeat them at last Saturday, but unfortunately lost 97-65 by some twist of fate.
Now, the rivalry stands at 2-1 in favor of Coldfire.
And I decided to play them, and my team didn't do so hot.
20.04.20110 o'clock. Left parent friendly, right parent.
Now, what's this?
Biola University dash the Lafayette differentiators.
And Biola University, Biola, it's Biola, not Biola, is David's team, and... This is a good thing, a good page. The first thing that we'll show you on this is how you will set your tactics and such. We're not going to go into the tactics, but you can look at that in the help and rules, but here we go.
Link 0:0.
All right, so this 0:0 you heard. This is the current score of the match, of course, 0-0, because it hasn't played yet. If I press enter on this link, however.
2%. 100%. 100%.
Internet. Oh, faster.
No, I think it's probably not going to load correctly.
Screen up app, 6 link statistics.
And there we go.
Let's get some
so
match.
This.
My competitive community heading level 2. Supporter 100 list. My team competitive community match info heading level 2.
And there we are on the match page. Now, the first thing we have.
I want link graphic add to multi-view.
Is the add to multi-view link.
Match ID colon 4,933,019.
And for anyone who really cares, there's a match ID.
This match is scheduled to be played on 20.04.20110 o'clock. If you're online at the time, you can watch it in live mode. Land, arena colon, visited link Chase Gymnasium.
All right. That we are playing at Chase Gymnasium, David's arena.
Land, link history, link back. Land, heading level 2 team info. Visited link Iowa University, link to Lafayette differentiators.
And we can press enter on those links to be taken to the clubs for the teams. This match page will be significantly different after a match, and we'll show you that. We'll even go through a little bit of a match report, because those are important as well.
Link to Lafayette differentiators. Link to Lafayette differentiators. Link to Lafayette visited link.
All right, so that's the match page. Now there's something else you
visited
see.
Link. Two. Link orders 100%.
And that is...
Visited link. Link orders.
The
graphic orders were set. Table end.
Orders
link, order.
Link and you saw orders were set because I set them, but this we need to see.
All right.
And I will let David explain this.
Patchy it slash image link graphic. Two frames. Patchy it. All
right.
28%.
Okay, so on the
100%.
Orders page, it's divided into two sections. The first section
patchy
is
slash
your lineup.
Two frames. Patchy it.
Five on the court and five on the pitch. And you can set them accordingly as point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, and center. And then the next section gives you the tactic section that you can set up for your defense and offense. And finally, you can have the option to set that lineup as your default, clear the lineup, swap, and all that.
Yep. So let's go down.
Point guard combo box, David LeBron, 8 of 11. Shooting guard combo box, Milko Dalisa Petsiaglu. Small forward combo box, Eugenio Santos. Power forward combo box, Tom Engelhard.
You'll notice that
center combo box, Iker Prytek.
These names do not sound American, and that's because they're not. I'm a Mexican, a German, a Serbian, an Australian, and a Turk. So I have an interesting setup.
I got an Australian, I have a Turk, I have...
Who's your Turk?
Let's see. I have a Tunisian, I have a Serbian, and I have a Latvian.
Who's your Turk?
Sig.
Oh, yes, okay. Or as I say, Siga. What happened to your Israeli player? What happened to your Israeli player you got in the draft this season, by the way?
I sold him for cash.
How? What did he play? Lionel? What did he...
Yeah. Mini Lionel.
Yeah.
Name.
And we're rambling over here, folks. Sorry about that. Let's just move on. It's professional to do that during a podcast.
Point guard combo box,
whatever.
Jose Braxton.
And these guys,
box,
I don't really pay any attention to these because
combo box,
they
Gale.
Are just there when my players screw up and foul out.
Power forward combo box, Robbie Lavelle.
That's what it comes
center
down
combo
to.
Box, Lester Chavis. Virtual.
Now, just so I don't screw up the page, I'm going to escape out because you can screw up your setup. There's a bug on this page, and I'm not really sure what it is, but...
Table end. Land. Heading level 2 tactical orders.
Tactical orders.
Land. Table with defensive strat. Combo box protect power zone. 5 of 7.
All right. Let's go through these.
Defensive. Normal.
All right. Normal.
Don't play.
I would not recommend you play normal. It's a balance thing. But it doesn't give you much advantage anywhere because you're just going to play about average on your defense. Then we have 6 choices.
Sprint back on defense. Contest every shot. Lockout and rebound. Protect power zone. Wear out opponents. Half court trap.
And I'm not going to really go through these. It's not worth the time that it's going to take. And a lot of these are self-explanatory. I wouldn't recommend you use half-court
check
trap. I would not recommend you use half-court trap either. There's some problems associated with that.
Wear out of protect power zone. Help link graph. Offensive strategy combo box. Distance shooting.
All right, let's go through these.
Normal.
Normal again. I don't recommend you go there.
Read the defense. Fast early breaks. Distance shooting. Try to penetrate. Crash the boards. Inside shooting. Fast early break. Distance shooting. Distance shooting.
All right.
Help link graph.
And we come to a
checkbox. Use current lineup orders as default colon. Checkbox not checked.
I'll check it.
Checkbox submit lineup and orders button.
For the fun of the thing, press enter on submit lineup and orders. Bam.
2%.
All right.
7%.
And we're crawling 14%. Along. You know, we are crawling along
19%.
Here, folks. At some point, 100%. We will finish.
Two frames, 4 orders.
All right.
Graphic orders were set.
The next thing we should definitely do while we're on the matches page before we move on to bigger and better things is have a look at what a match page looks like when a match is done, because I assure you it's a lot different than what you've seen.
Visit by left pair 20L.
Which one?
King James match?
Oh, yeah.
Visit call left 30W. Visit King James. Visit link 57:90.
Yeah, I was happy to win that 100%. One.
100%.
So that was my highest score yet, so hey.
Test my comp community match info heading
all
level
right.
2.
Here's our match info.
10.04.201.1015. Links to vertical bar. Links app.
Oi.
Comp community. Lebron is king. Edit player rating. Lebron match info 10.0. The match is over.
All right. The first thing you notice different is it said the match is over because the match is over.
Visit link new full match report.
View full match report, and we'll go into there in a minute. It's a really good, well-commentated version of the match, and I think it's important so you go in there. You can find out about your team.
Blank. Table with 3. Link graphic. Visit club. King James. Blank. Table with 4. 15. 14. 24. 4. 18. 22. 25.
And these are different numbers that determine 2 points, 3 points, rebounds, assists of their club. And
25 table blank, link graphic visit club to Lafayette different, 57, score, 90, 16/2-30/blank, 5/3-points, 5/18 blank, 10/19 free throws, 15/blank, 20 left rebound, 36 blank, 6 assists, 4 blank, 13 5 6 blank, 4 7 blank, 20 turnovers.
Blah, blah, blah.
8 blank, 0 blah, 1 table blank, blah, table blah, 12 blah. Columns blank, table player, PS, 2 P, 3 P,
now,
2
this
PS.
Is an important table, and I'll let David talk about this one. This is a very important table.
Yeah, this table actually gives you the stats for your players. Yep. It gives you percentage points, shooting, points, control, assists, turnovers, and all of that stuff.
And you need to know that so you can evaluate your player. Is this a good player? Should you sell him? What should you do? Should you maybe put him in a different position? Who knows?
2P, 3P.
I'm not going to go through this.
1, call table end, land, PS-points scored, 2P-2-points.
And there's a little key down here.
FO-ST-C, RT-rate, heading level table with 2 blank, heading level 2 Lebron is king. Blank table with 2 columns and 5 rows.
Now this actually just tells us how many people were sitting in each section of this arena.
Courtside colon 1000, court end colon 350, balcony colon 0, VIP section colon 0, total colon 1354, table end blank, heading level 2 player ratings, link team ratings, blank, MVP colon predict.
Ah, so Igor Predik of my team was the most viable player this time around. Happy to hear that.
Blank, home team, blank, def colon normal.
Alright, and this...
Blank, home, blank.
This next section is we will tell you your tactics of your teams. So the home team, which was King James.
Home team, blank, def colon normal, off colon normal, PG colon, link your castaway.
And here's a little...
Graphic star, SG colon, link Scott, graphic star, SF colon, link Greg Joyner, graphic star.
Yeah, each player is in your starting five. Is giving a star rating based on a couple of factors, and I'll let David talk about that.
We'll talk about that later on.
It's kind of complicated, really. It's not easy to explain.
Graphic star, PF colon, link Marcel Sherrod, graphic star, C colon, Heath Rock, graphic star, blank, away team, blank, def colon, protect power zone, off colon, distance shooting, blank, PG colon, visited link David LeBron, graphic star, SG colon, link Newcomb Dollar, graphic star, SF colon, visited link Eugenio Santos, graphic star, 1/2, PF colon, visited link Tom and graphic star, 1/2, C colon, visited link Iker, graphic star, 1/2, blank.
And that's everything actually over at the bottom of the page now. Alright, I'm thinking the next thing we should probably do is go through the team pages, would you say? Club,
right.
Staff, and everything else? Alright, check on something.
Submit podcast to PC. Submit podcast, upload in progress, 63%.
Alright.
Wrapping the top list of 7 items, visited link club, 100%.
Right. The first thing we want to go to is club. Uh-oh.
Let's get some dash on list end.
There we go. Yeah, the first thing we want to go to is club, which is a fancy name for team.
List of 2 items.
Don't ask me why they do that.
List of 7
they
items.
Do.
Visited link club.
Yeah.
All right. I'll let David talk about this page.
A swift underline 0 frame. The Lafayette differentiator. A swift underline 0.
Let's go down to the heading.
No heading. My team heading level 2. Heading level my. Compass community. Let's get some greater to Lafayette differentiators heading level 2.
All right. Let David talk about this.
Graphic shirt, blank.
It's really self-explanatory material, but...
Heading level 3 to Lafayette differentiators.
Basically, it gives you the name of your
one last
team,
5 compared
arena.
Table with 2
they
columns and 6 rows.
Yeah, let's...
Blank. Team ID, 24076, arena, link LFY Stadium. Region, link graphic greater, link Southeast Country, visited link USA, league, number 6 and visited link 4.2. Fans, 448, table end, blank, table with 2, manager, Hayden D. Presley online, last login. 16.04.116.47. Last IP, 208.117.193. Bullet joined. 208.117.193. Bullet. Joined. 19.02.11506. Email, wrestling@hotmail.com. Table end, blank. Oh, really? Visited link graphic check all statements.
All right. Now, this is where things get interesting. This is the subject of the last statement that I have posted.
Blank. Well now dot 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 so Coach Maranatha believes he can defeat me so easily. Just a little for your information for M. Chun. I was able to bribe my way into the arena to test her. Flooring. Blank.
So yes.
Spit exclaim.
Space.
Space.
Yes.
R. Blank released on 15.04.20113.
So that is the last statement Blank. That I released.
Heading level 2 club options.
At this point we have the club options, which up to now this is going to be...
Visited link players.
Players.
Link coach.
Coach. I don't have a coach, so nothing there.
Link matches. Link club history. Link transfer history. Visited link news statement.
And the matches... Okay. The matches page is exactly the same, pretty much.
Link change
there
logo.
Is one that you'll Visited. See here. There's two...
Link change name. Blank.
The three at the bottom will not be on your on this page if it's not your team you're looking at.
Heading level 2 latest news.
And nor will this. This is your latest news, which for your club this has to do with your arena. You know, like, let's go through it.
15.04.11-weekly update took place. 14.04.11-training occurred. 14.04.11-15 new fans have joined the fan club. 13.04.11-received challenge. 13.04.11-received challenge.
That kind of thing. And it just tells you the dates. Alright, now this next page.
Schedule match online basketball manager game. Table end, out of table. Checkbox checked. Submit lineup and orders button. Wrapping the top. Visited link graphic headers. Visited link 4.2. List of 7 items. Visited link players.
Alright, now I will let Monsieur 100%. Coach Maranatha discuss the players page because
100%. 2 frames.
Alright, let's
market.
Go on down.
Your sort players heading level 2. Play your players heading level 2.
Alright.
Link Lester Chavez. Heading blank. Link graphic logout. Blank heading level 2 your players.
Alright, David. Over to you.
Alright. In this section,
your players
have,
heading level 2. 30.
Oh,
graphic.
And
graphic.
What happens is this. Basically, list the players and what you have
sort players
is
player
stats.
Alright, so let's arrow.
Link Lester Chavez. 19 years old from visited Link USA. 6'3 FT 185 LB.
Alright.
This player is aggressive. He earns 10,002 euros slash week.
Yeah, this is one of my reserves. You see how little he earns.
Blank. Table with 4 columns and 6 rows.
Alright, so here we are.
Handling colon.
Okay, right here, you have the stats, and here's how this works. The stats are ranged from 0, none, to 15, perfect. And you can, of course, train this up.
Yeah, and it's none, pathetic, terrible, poor, below average, above average, good, very good, great, extremely great, excellent, amazing, extraordinary, magical, and perfect.
Table with.
Let's look at this guy's stats.
Handling colon. Great left parent, 9 right parent.
And you'll notice they have numbers.
Quickness colon. Below average left parent, 4 right parent.
And some of these are self-explanatory.
Passing colon. Above average left parent, 6 right parent. Dribbling colon. Extremely great left parent, 10 right parent. Rebounds colon. Above average left parent, 6 right parent. Positioning colon. Terrible left parent, 2 right parent. Shooting colon. Above average left parent, 6 right parent. Free throws colon. Average left parent, 5 right parent. Defense colon. Poor left parent, 3 right parent. Work rate colon. Pathetic left parent, 1 right
parent. Now, the work rate is something that we should talk about because that is an important aspect of your players. David?
Mm-hmm. The workout, basically. Yeah, the workout. The workout.
Yeah, the workout of your players is...
Yeah. The work rate, basically, gives you an indicator of how much and how willing your player is willing to learn more and develop as a player as a whole.
Yep.
So the experience
higher
colon.
The work rate...
A.
The more your player
left parent one right space E space left parent.
And then
experience colon. None left parent, 0 right parent.
Right, so experience
tired
obviously
colon.
Is
zero tired,
self,
none left.
Self-explanatory, I think. You know how much experience you have playing on the court. You will learn what to do with the ball more accurately as you play more.
Tiredness colon. 0%.
And tiredness
Table
is
end.
Gained from matches. If you're in the starting five, you'll gain tiredness. And the formula is in the manual.
Link Andrew Gale.
Let's move down. I want you to see. I want.
Four
I would like to see some big players.
Link Robbie Levette. Link Jose Brack. Link Alejandro Dix. All
right.
Visited Link. Link Newcomb Dalisa. Link Table 0 for tiredness. None Link Speed. Low Average Left Picks. None Tired Zero Table. Land. Link Newcomb Dalisa Petiaglu.
All right. Let's start from Muhammad Alisa Petiaglu. This is the first of my really good players. So why don't we have a look at him?
23 years old from Link Turkey. 6'8 FT 179 LB. This player is controversial. He earns 40,704 euros slash week.
And the height doesn't make any difference per se. It only makes a difference when you're assigning player positions.
Length. Table with four columns and six rows.
All right, let's look at this guy.
Handling colon. Very good left paren, eight right paren. Quickness colon. Extremely great left paren, ten right paren. Passing colon. Above average left paren, six right paren. Dribbling colon. Good left paren, seven right paren. Rebounds colon. Average left paren, five right paren. Positioning colon. Extremely great left paren, ten right paren. Shooting colon. Very good left paren, eight right paren. Free throws colon. Above average left paren, six right paren. Defense colon. Great left paren, nine right paren. Work rate colon. Great left paren, nine right paren. Experience colon. Below average left paren, four right paren.
Mm-hmm.
Tiredness colon. 1%. Table end.
And he is barely tired at all. That's good. Now, one thing I should tell you is that this experience looks bad, below average. But David and I think David can attest to the fact that that's very good for experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Land visited Link David LeBron.
That's a good LeBron. Let's do one more.
24 years old from Link Australia, 6'4 FT, 194 LB.
This guy's a midget, really.
This player is calm. He earns €40,148/week. Length. Table with handling colon. Above average left paren, 6 right paren. Quickness colon. Average left paren, 5 right paren. Passing colon. Extremely great left paren, 10 right paren. Dribbling colon. Very good left paren, 8 right paren. Rebounds colon. Average left paren, 5 right paren. Positioning colon. Extremely great left paren, 10 right paren. Shooting colon. Good left paren, 7 right paren. Free throws colon. Fantastic left paren, 11 right paren. Defense colon. Extremely great left paren, 10 right paren.
Yeah, that's fantastic, not excellent.
Work rate colon. Good left paren, 7 right paren. Experience terrible left paren, 2 right paren. Tiredness colon, 1%. Table end.
All right, that's enough. All right, let's see what...
Players visited Link, 2%. Link training. Visited Link.
Let David discuss this, 100%. Because this is an interesting setup, this training thing.
Actually, let me see, why don't you describe this one?
Why not?
Let's get some dash online. Let's get some dash for season for my team. Edit comp, the community. Edit training option. Land.
All right, now the training page. All right, let's get a few terms straight, because it's important that you understand what's going on. The first thing that you should realize is that your men in Basket Sim are divided into two groups. These groups are your guards and your big men. The big men might not always be self-explanatory, but your guards are. So the rest, you know, point and shooting guard. Guard. So the rest of your men are your big men, of course. And, excuse me, folks, while I untangle my head from my headphone wire. I'm going to strangle myself on this. And so you're going to, each week, you decide what you want each to train on, which stat, and, you know, also, you pick your intensity. So, let's...
Take your current training choice, colon.
So, this table at the top will show your current setup.
Intensity, colon. Normal left paren, 25H/week right paren.
All right. And there are four. There is leisure, normal, intense, and immense. And each will give better results, but you get more tiredness as you move up intensity. If you train immense, I will tell you now that you're going to get 12% tiredness. And that's going to hurt you if you have a match on Saturday.
Guards, colon. Shooting. Big men, colon. Shooting.
All right, so I have both training shooting.
Table end.
If we go down.
Blank. Your coach, colon. Blank. No coach. You can link coach market.
I can hire one on the coach market, which I will not go to because it will take my page forever to load. There's over 2,400 coaches on the coach market at any given time.
Blank. Heading level 2 change training. Blank. Table with 2 intensity, colon. Combo box dash change intensity dash 1 to 5.
And then there's...
Guards combo box dash dash big men call combo box let them do some work button.
And let them do some work. Kind of corny, I'll admit, but there you go.
Out of table. Training visited Link. Link youth.
All right. Now the youth page. I'll let David 100%. Talk about this one. This is a fairly short one.
Actually, this one, we don't actually talk about this one. I think it can go through this, and this is very self-explanatory.
Yeah. This one, you pretty much got, you have, you can,
International. Link free. Visited Link multi. Visited Link leads.
You can, invest
list of 7 items. List of 7 items. List. List of edit. Links for Link first. Link visited. Visited Link 4 points. Visited Link. Visited Link club. Visited Link players. Right. Visited Link training. Visited Link arena. Visited Link Youth.
Alright.
Link Arena.
Now, I will give David the responsibility of doing this one, the arena, because this
two
one
frames, seven headings, a swift underline zero. My Tom community at your arena heading level
and
2.
Very detailed.
Blank. Table with 2 columns at blank. Table LFY Stadium.
Alright, David.
Alright, so this section, as I said before, you can change the capacity of the arena. Of course, it costs a lot of money to do that.
Yep.
And this table right now, it shows the number of seats per section.
Yep.
And if
dash,
we
dash,
go
dash
down,
separator. Blank. Courtside capacity colon 1700. Court end capacity colon 531. Upper level capacity colon 1913. Number of VIP boxes colon. Viewers 106. --blend --separate --blend total capacity --45th table end --. Surely much money can spoil the girls. Cheerleaders influence the number of spectators. At the end of the season, top cheerleading squads will be awarded. When investing, do not forget that too. Much money can spoil the girls. Invest in the cheerleader squad : edit 6375. Change button.
And that's how much I currently have invested in the cheerleader squad per week.
Left parent money invested in each economy update. Right parent. Blank. Heading level 2 improve arena. Link new capacity.
Alright, this I'm going to press enter on as if I were building a new arena.
A swift underline 0 frame.
Now, you should know that the court and balcony and upper level seats are the same, but VIB boxes cost more. $675 each box. But also, for the first time that you build upper level seats, you're going to be building a balcony level, which costs about $400,000. So the first time you build your arena, you're looking at a good $700,000 at least.
Courtside capacity --edit.
Alright, let's put in 100.
Court end capacity --edit.
Let's put in 50.
Upper level --edit.
Let's put in 1 million.
Number of VIP boxes --edit.
And here, let's
put it 10 minutes. Yeah.
Right.
The numbers please button. Table
this is
end.
Ridiculous.
I know.
What? The numbers please
and you
button.
Press the numbers please. Now I don't have nearly the money for this, but it'll outline. You'll see the page. It'll outline all the costs necessary to.
Oh my God! 100%.
A swift underline.
Let's see.
No headings. Land screen up. Visited link. Go back. Wrapping to top. My team heading level 2. Compass committee. Wrapping to top. Wrapping to bottom. Your arena heading level 2. Land table with two LFY state court 7 court 5 upper night number 1 land total capacity --106 land oh land 40 table land land construction company refused your order as unrealistic.
That's funny. Okay, so that's unrealistic.
Number of VIP boxes
--edit
1 million. Number of VIP virtual number of edit 1 million. 0000001 space.
Let's make that 1,000.
Edit 1,000. What? Virtual the numbers, please. Button. Edit number of VIP. Edit 1 million. Upper level capacity. Edit 1. Zero. Upper edit 100. Number of VIP boxes
--.
The numbers, please.
I didn't know it could actually do that. I think David and I are both.
100%.
Even of us
100%.
That. Do that
table.
One.
Associate instructor so table land table end 1106. VIP boxes : 2013. Upper 5 8 court new table land table 1000. VIP upper level 5th court 1 court table land land table end 42 5th table land.
So next, we have some tables that relate to this the construction that give us the new numbers and the new arena capacity.
Dash land table with capacity chain court side : 100. Court end : 50. Upper level : 100. VIP boxes : 1000. Table end. Land table with 2 new capacity : court side : 1800. Court end : 581. Upper level : 2013. VIP boxes : 1106. Table end. Land table with 2 associated costs
: All right.
Constructor : 165.000 euros.
Now I'm going to tell you now that every time you build upgrades to your arena, you're going to pay that cost. That usually makes up the bulk of the money you pay.
New seats : 31.250 euros. VIP boxes : 675.000 euros.
Enjoy.
Oh my, 31 million.
VIP box of 31.250 euros. VIP 675.000 euros.
Oh yeah, overspending over 31 million in seats.
--blank. Total cost --blank. 871.250 euros.
Actually, yeah, 871,000.
Table end. Blank. Left parent. This type of work will take 4 days to complete. Right parent.
4 days? That's not a lot.
Blank. Wow. Blank. Confirm order now. Button.
Confirm order now? Are you crazy? I am certainly not confirming that.
Telefoo.bat@gmail.com.
Now, one thing you should know is that when you build in your balcony level, that takes a long time because the whole arena has to be redone. When you're doing, when you're building, however, what you should also note is that part of your arena is going to be closed off, so you're actually not going to see as much attendance.
List of 7 items. Visited link arena. Visited link finances.
All right, finances now.
Link staff.
You give that
list
one to me,
staff.
Or
visited.
You want to do it?
100%.
What?
Flash.
What is it, finance?
You want to do finance?
Head community. Your money.
Alright.
Land. Link graphic logout. Land. Heading level.
So here's our money.
Current money :199.806 euros. Left parent :117.568 euros. Right parent.
Alright. The number in brackets is how much money they predict I will have as of next week.
Separate
and
predicted income.
See the numbers. Predicted income.
Land. Sponsors :148.162 euros.
Now your sponsors will give you money based on your fan club. As your fans increase, you'll get more money. So about every 15 fans, you'll get about 2,000 more euros a week.
Bank interest :200 euros. Current bids on your players no bids, blank, predicted expense blank, salaries
:224.225 euros. And you'll notice my salaries are very high because of my high wage players.
Youth camp colon 0 euros. Cheerleaders colon 6.375 euros. Bank interest colon 0 euros. Your current bids colon. No bids. Graphic finances. - blank. Bidding money colon 499.806 euros.
Yeah, when I go in negative there, that's when you're in trouble.
Blank. Link check the rules. For better understanding of finances. Blank. Heading level 2 temporary.
And let's just look at a couple of these. This is the last couple of, like I said, the last couple of transactions.
15.04.11- salaries were paid to staff in total of 224.225 euros. Contribution from sponsors was 148.162 euros this week. 14.04.11- new fans have contributed 600 euros. 13.04.11- 100.000 euros was received after. Visited link player was sold. 12.04.11- match revenue was 40.006 euros.
And you get the drift from there. I'm not going to continue going. That's pointless. All right. I'm going to let David talk about
the
next.
Let's get a list of 2 items. List of 7 items. Visited link find link staff.
The staff page.
Alright.
This has a couple
2 frames, 6 headings, and Fagiad. Fagiad / image link graph Fagiad. Might come here. Staff heading, left heading, the medical center, heading level 2 medical center.
Alright. So the first thing is the medical center. I'll let David discuss that, and I'll start arrowing down afterwards.
Alright, so the medical center, this is where you can actually upgrade your medical center. There are 5 levels, levels 1 through 5, and level 1 costs 100,000 euros, and level 2 costs 250. Okay, and level 3 and on, and it gets expensive. Level 3 is 1 million, level 2 is 2.5 million, level 5 is 5 million.
Yep, alright,
Heading level 2 medical center. A medical center is an advanced facility which lowers the chances of injuries in your team, but science takes time and you'll have to be patient. Left parent and rich right parent in order to develop a top level medical center. Current level colon, broken bones upgrade cost colon, 250.000 euros upgrade time colon, 20 days. Upgrade the next level button. Graphic medical center at level. Blank, heading level 2 scouting.
Alright, now scouting is something else. This is interesting.
Now, this one we won't really go into because this one, you have to be very experienced to do well on this one.
Yeah.
We'll lead it along.
Basically, what happens is you hire scouts who will look for players for you, but they're very expensive, so you need a lot of finances, and you need to know what kind of scouts to hire. So it's not worth a new player looking into that yet. All right, any other pages you think we should look at? That's pretty much all
I think, we should talk about some general strategies to help out newbies because this game is very overwhelming and I think some people get discouraged after a bit. Let's talk about some
And after
tips.
We do so that, we will look at a little bit of the match report for the King James game. Yeah. Just to
All right, so
we'll do that just for fun for you guys.
First of all, when you buy players, I want you guys to not just take into consideration the essential skills that the manual tells you. So,
no.
For instance, a point guard's essential skills are handling, quickness, passing, and defense. For me, personally, all of my players have to be quick. That means level 7 or above, and they have to be good free throw shooters, also level 7 or above, and they have to have good positioning skills, 7 or above. And my strategy, my philosophy in making my team is I want to have my players to have a balance in terms of skill set.
And here's an interesting point. There are 2 ways to go here, and I've kind of taken the other way, although balance for me is okay. The other alternative that you need to consider is make sure when you buy a player, his stats, the essential stats and the other stats that are really essential to all players, like quickness, shooting, and free throws and are up. But you need to make sure that whatever you're getting him for, the skills he has there are darn good. You know, if I have a point guard, I want his passing to be at least amazing, probably would be nice. If not just extremely great, would be probably the lowest I'm looking for, because mine already is better than that. You know. The other thing you want to look at is work rate. It's not as important, but if you want your players to train well and stay motivated and not have their skills deteriorate, then you need a good player with a good work rate. Also, look for experienced players. Again, above average doesn't sound like a lot, but that's really high for experience, especially to sell a player like that. You know, that means they've played a lot of games.
Okay, let's also talk about talk about the market and how you actually go about that.
You're going to end up sort of with the market. The thing that you need to realize is that there are a lot of different boxes. You have cost, initial, low and upper and low, least and most you want to pay, the wages, the heights, on all kinds of different skills you're looking for that are ranked certain ways, and weight and all kind of stuff. We pretty much only worry about the lowest to highest costs that they're currently selling for, the bids, and the wages, because the wage often will dictate a good player. Not always, though, and that's something you need to be careful with. Wage is not...
And you should also be careful about the type of player he is, because you don't want to get a selfish player. It's going to be very detrimental for your team.
And there are different types. There's selfish players, there's aggressive, there's entertaining, and there's calm, and there's controversial.
There's controversial, and there is also stable.
Yeah. And everything is okay. I mean, it's all self-explanatory. Selfish, though, you have to be careful, because if you get a selfish player, they're going to try to pretty much hog the ball. If they're not shooting well, you're going to be in trouble. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anything else, Mr.?
I can't think of anything.
All right, then, let's go and check matches. Matches.
The only other thing is, in terms of tactics, when you're setting up your tactics, you need to figure out what your players are best suited for. My players are all pretty good shooters, and Protect Power Zone, in addition, works well because it cuts down on the personal fouls that your team makes. And I don't have good reserves. I don't focus on those, and I don't want good reserves because I don't want to have to pay $400,000. So when you set up your tactics, what you do not ever want to do is 7%. Go for normal. Never, ever do that. You'll see a lot of...
14%,
100%, internet. To more experienced.
Let's get some
teams.
Match online basketball manager game.
When that happens.
Jaws died, 57:90. 3%.
So we'll watch this match.
100%.
So you'll have an idea what it's like. What? Yeah.
My com match info set, match after match is over. Visit link viewable. 1%.
And I'll bring it down to halftime so you can see something interesting about the match that you'll see at halftime.
Screen up link graphic Google under community wrapping the list of map combat my team wrapping the 10.04.2011015 match ID colon 4,866,627- separator matches taken place at Lebron's King 1354 spectators are here to see what both teams have to offer. Sheridan hits Roberson in the paint for the easy layup. The score is 2-0. Engelhardt gets the ball and cuts inside, but his opponent is there. Great positioning and defensive foul is called on Engelhardt. Bench protests won't help the Lafayette differentiators to lose the ball. Joyner really needs to have his head back into the game. Ugly pass and the ball finishes out of bounds. Turnover. Does Engelhardt have glue on his hands? His defender is all over him, yet he manages to get the ball in the air somehow. LeBron grabs the ball and finishes off the blind assist with an astonishing alley dash. The crowd goes wild. The score is 2-2. Predict fouls Joyner on the fast break to stop the easy layup. Joyner will shoot some free throws. Fans of the opposing team are very loud and Joyner seems distracted by noise. His first shot is lousy. After moments of concentration, he makes the second. The scoreboard now reads 3-2. The Lafayette differentiators are rushed to make a shot and Santos is way off the target. However, they are so lucky to have Santos as he rips the ball down with authority. Surrounded with defenders, Santos manages to get through and scores in a strange manner. Coach of the Lafayette differentiators would agree that it's not the style that matters. 3-4 flashes on the scoreboard. Roth is not moving fast enough and it's a 3-second violation. So Petsiaku shoots from the left and it's a miss. There are few candidates to grab the ball, but after a strange bounce, Predict is the lucky one. The Lafayette differentiators are still in possession. Predict tries a reverse shot and it's off. With fantastic rebound, Santos collects the ball. Santos slams the ball with a two-handed jam. 3-6. That was not the best shot from Roth, but the timing of Roberson is just perfect and he wins the offensive rebound. Roberson confuses his defender with a fake shot and nails it. 5-6. So Petsiaku is not careful enough when handling the ball and Hathaway steals it. After a steal, Hathaway goes for a dunk. It doesn't go in, but ball bounces high off rim and then drops through anyway. The fans don't know how to react to that at first, but they wind up cheering. Score 7-6. Predict hits a huge jumper for the Lafayette differentiators. 7-8. Roberson attempts a 3-pointer, but the shot is wide. Next, we see very physical challenge. Joyner is the strongest and wins the possession for King James. A tough duel results in a missed shot by Joyner. Joyner is the best positioned man and he regains the possession. Joyner dunks it for 9-8. Spectators always love 3-pointers, but this was a terrible shot by Engelhardt. Hathaway is happy to recover the ball and we can only hope that King James will do something more constructive with the ball. Roberson really needs to have his head back into the game. Ugly pass and the ball finishes out of bounds. Turnover. After not so brilliant combination, LeBron nails it from the center of the key. The place is crowded and Hathaway has an arm on him. 9-10 and LeBron gets an extra free throw attempt, but it seems like last duel tired him. LeBron misses badly on extra free throw attempt and the possession goes to the opponents. Hathaway drills a 3-pointer from the right wing. Yeah, that's how King James should play all the time. 12-10. Predict receives the ball from his teammate and tries to dribble, but the ball bounces off his foot and off the court. What on earth was Joyner thinking? A terrible backcourt pass results in a loss of possession for King James. After LeBron misses a seemingly simple jumper from a short distance, Predict wins offensive rebound for the Lafayette differentiators. With a beautiful hook shot, Predict scores 2. 12-12 is the result. Nasty foul by LeBron and referees saw an intent. 2 free throws for Sheridan and King James will have another attack after. Fans of the opposing team are very loud and Sheridan seems distracted by noise. His first shot is lousy. After moments of concentration, he makes the second. The scoreboard now reads 13-12. After a clever move, Roth goes for a layup. Oh no, a missed shot that was so easy, even his mom could have made it. Rebounded by Engelhardt and possession goes to the Lafayette differentiators. Sepetiaglu breaks a 3-point attempt from the left side. Fearsome offensive rebound by Engelhardt and the Lafayette differentiators are still in possession. With a beautiful hook shot, Engelhardt scores 2. 13-14 is the result. A weak 2-point attempt by Hathaway ends up being rebounded by Predick. Joyner loves to display his amazing strength. After Santos misses a difficult shot from the left angle, he rebounds the ball with a quick and powerful move. What an attitude this guy has. There will be no shot for King James. Turnover by Joyner. Santos is furious when referee calls offensive foul on him. Possession goes to King James. Missed 3-point attempt by Hathaway is followed by Hathaway snagging the ball. Right after the rebound, we see one of the most crowd-pleasing plays as Hathaway goes for a bang, grabbing the rim on his way down. The score is 15-14. Sepetiaglu is surrounded by defenders, and somehow he still manages to score from a short distance. The opponents seem surprised, and the score is now 15-16. Predick strips the ball off Sheridan down low, possession to the Lafayette differentiators. Predick runs with the ball and sinks an easy 2-pointer, 15-18. Sheridan is always so calm when aiming a 3-pointer, but after some bad luck, it's a miss, followed by defensive rebound from LeBron. Coach of the Lafayette differentiator seems relieved. Quarter ends 15-18.
And match. It continues right. To get... Now, I want to move down to the half, because...
Wait, a steal was made. Predicted half the mountain. A loose box of pets. Nailed. Robert. Sepetiaglu. Joyner made. Seriously, this got 21. Is now 23-26. We see Fred Hathaway handling the ball. LeBron made. Long distance. Gets an extra free. Santos. Right after the rebound, we see. After some steady moves, Roberson puts in. So far in the match. Blank. At half. Blank. So far in the long distance.
All right, now, I'm at the bottom of the second quarter.
So far in the match, it's visible that the Lafayette differentiators have a tendency to play smarter defense.
And that is something that is kind of interesting. The reporters for the match will judge which team they deem to play the smarter defense. This actually relates to your personal fouls. If you play smarter defense, what they're basically telling you is you're less likely to make a personal foul. Not that you're not going to, that you're less likely. So be careful with that.
At halftime, the score is 29-40.
And you'll see I was already breaking loose at that point. It was 40-29. Well, I believe that does it for this podcast. If you wish to contact me, you can email me at hdpresley@hotmail.com. You can also find me on Messenger by the same address. That's hdpresley@hotmail.com. And my basket sim name, my team is the Lafayette Differentiators, LafayetteDifferentiators. My username is Hayden, HayDenDPresley. And you can message me through there if you get an account. And I'll let David give his contact.
My contact information is Kara, Chara, 569@gmail.com. Once again, Kara, Chara, 569@gmail.com. My basket sim screen name is Maranatha, and I am the coach for the Biola University, and you can find me at the 4.3 league next season.
Yep, he has a playoff match this Saturday, and that's something interesting. The way the league system works, the number one teams from the lower levels move up, and the number twos can if they win a playoff match. David ended up number two this season, so he will be playing a playoff match to move up. So that will be our podcast this time, and I hope we get many positive comments about this. Maybe we'll post another. Who knows what it could be about. All right, everyone. Goodbye.
Ciao.
Ciao.